What about the residents?
Does that apply to them? The current residents here, there was still a closure. There was no closure. And bow and arrow hunting is a modern sport technique. And so it works well on, kind of well on white-tailed deer down in the States where they're basically like rabbits. They live in little short areas. Mm-hmm. When you're hunting low-density populations and stock hunting, bow and arrow hunting is not a viable means of consistently harvesting. And the perception is, well, the pre-contact native peoples harvested animals. Well, native people says, I caught a moose, I caught a caribou. That's because they actually caught them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't harvest with them. They made bows and they used bows if opportunity arose. The primary harvest technique was driving an entrapment or driving them into water and killing them with lances and spears. Lances and spears are a lot easier to make than an arrow. You spend a lot of time building arrows, and to get within 20 yards of an animal to kill it with an arrow is fairly hard to do here. And so people in Wiseman were always annoyed when the bow hunting was opened in 1982. We weren't really happy to have the road here. And when they opened the hunting to sport hunting, and without a subsistence provision for firearm use, we basically immediately started proposing for firearm use to return hunting to this area.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all of our proposals were, you know, the state of Alaska was managing for subsistence in those days. They weren't providing subsistence here.
So it's still the same.
The state regulations still have a bow and arrow only.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, the federal government started managing subsistence. In 1991, there was a federal pre-board. I immediately began hammering them for return of a federal subsistence priority, a firearm hunt, to provide a reasonable opportunity for harvest with a firearm. I says, either give us a firearm hunt, or B, allow us to snare and trap moose and caribou and big game animals and kill them with a bow or a lance. Well, they didn't want us snaring animals. They didn't want us killing animals with those traditional methods. They says, well, we'll work on this firearm. But they finally came around. And the federal board allows, after 1992, we've been allowed to use a firearm for local people, rural residents that live in this area can, under special federal permits, can utilize a firearm to harvest animals for subsistence use here.
It's like a 12-year gap.
There's a 12-year gap. There was a period of time where people hunted illegally here. That people do not like to hunt illegally. You know, when there's other sport users harvesting, people here were having to sneak around at night and do all kinds of things.